views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening. You can catch us at 1 p.m. Pacific every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern. Majestic Insights Radio. We're part of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today our topic is the end of stress. And this is not how to manage stress. This is the end of stress. And we have a great guest, Don Joseph Goey. And he is the author of the book, The End of Stress, and also the owner and facilitator of Pro Attitude, which is a wonderful company that teaches the end of stress to businesses that want to learn for them and their people. So he is an author extraordinaire, and we would like to welcome Don Joseph Goey.
God, thank you for having me.
I just love you. So tell them what is the end of stress and what it's about.
Well, the end of stress is a way in which you can rewire your brain through making an important but specific shift in attitude that enables you to bust up stress reactions almost at the point of inception. You know, you're not going to end stress forever. Your brain will continue to produce stress reactions. It'll continue to produce negative judgments and perceptions of risk and the negative emotions that go along with all of that. But you can rewire your brain to literally enable you to break those, to bust those thoughts, to cause those thoughts to collapse as they arise, almost at the point of inception, so that they don't go further, they don't proliferate, they don't take over your mood. And beyond that, they don't take over your day.
It's like it dissolves the trigger so that you just have a neutral reaction instead of having some past cope reaction or some neural cope reaction. You just neutralize it, kind of?
Well, they neutralize it does neutralize the trigger. It certainly does that. And the way in which it does that is that it moves you neurologically, in terms of your brain state, it moves you to a place of choice, so that most of these stress reactions that we have, they happen in a knee-jerk kind of fashion. They happen at lightning fast speeds and outside of our awareness. I call it the brain using you. And what happens is that where you're able to break into that, and I should say that condition, if you have that condition, you know, if you're living a life of stress, or stress tends to be a problem in your life, it's because genetics and a painful past has wired your brain for that. Well, you can rewire that brain. And so you get to choice. And so what happens for you is that it's no longer happening in an unconscious kind of way. The way in which it happens is that the reactive part of you begins to rise and wants to attack or defend in a relationship, for example. And the other part of you, you know, what I call the higher angels of your nature, there's actually neurocircuits that support those angels. They arise and they point in a different direction. You know, they ask you, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? Would you rather be right or would you rather stay connected with this person? And now you're at the point of choice and you're looking at these two alternatives. And the more you make the choice not to stress, not to become fearful, not to become reactive, not to attack and defend, you know, in regard to a relationship, the more you do it, the stronger those brain synapses become. So so that it reaches the point as soon as the choice comes up, you make the choice quickly, and now you're moving in that direction, and your life is moving in that direction. Your life has changed because it's moving in a new direction, a different direction than the one that stress and fear and anxiety and depression would have you go in.
You know, and it can be so reflexive too. I hurt my ankle when I was young. So now if I step in a hole or something, my other foot throws me into the air. So it happens so fast that every time I almost twist my ankle, I find myself hoping I land safely because I'm always like, what happened? It's just my body is like not going to let me ever twist my ankle again. It throws me into the air. I was like, but my brain learned itself to not to hurt my ankle in such ways because it takes a long time to heal an ankle.
Well, that's emotional memory. And it's a very important feature of the brain, although it like with most of the things that come out of the lower brain, that response that you're having, that knee-jerk kind of response that kind of grabs you and pulls you back from what it thinks might be a dangerous situation when in fact it usually isn't, that's your emotional memory. So that's the injury that you occurred at the moment that the accident happened. Is strongly imprinted in your brain. In fact, there's a chemical that's called cortisol, and it infuses those neurons, those memory neurons, with that chemical so that it becomes what's called virulent. It's very, very strong, and you cannot override that. You usually can't override that. And then, you know, when you jump back, you usually laugh, you know, at yourself. Well, one of the problems with emotional memory, though, is that it oftentimes jumps to the wrong conclusion, like you, when you come near a hole, it could be a very small hole where there's no danger, and it's jumping to the conclusion. It's the same hole that broke your ankle before. Right. Well, that will happen in a relationship. You know, I tell a story in the workshops that we do about an executive who was in a meeting with a woman. She was a consultant. She was reporting on her findings to this company, and the chief executive officer of this company was very rude to her. He hardly let her get her report finished. He challenged her every point. He basically attacked her. And at the end of the meeting, everybody was very confused. They didn't understand his behavior. This was not a person that was given to behaving in this kind of way. And later when he and I had a chance to do a coaching session, he discovered that this woman looked very much like a woman who had really broken his heart, who had betrayed him in a really major way a long time ago. And the unconscious part of him, the fear center of the brain, associated this present woman's face with the face of the woman from the past and tried to protect him from this woman, from hurting him again. But this woman was the past looking him in the eye. The present woman had no intention of hurting him, had no association whatsoever with the other woman. And so that's where the emotional memory gets you into trouble. And so you can actually wire your brain to slow that process down.
When does the lesson become the habit? You know, maybe we need to date jerks a time or two, but when it really becomes a pattern, you know, we have to stop and reflect. Do we really need this anymore?
Through awareness, it's the only way that the pattern changes.
It's
through
true.
Awareness.
So your process, first, it leads us to a safe place for making a choice.
Yes, it does. And that safe place is the safe place we all go to, you know, when we're scared, the safe place we all go to when we're confused, which is it's a spiritual place. It turns out that what creates a great brain inside a human being is a spiritual practice. So what do I mean by spiritual practice? Well, I simply mean being present, being fully present in this moment, right here, right now, being consciously aware of what's going on, of not judging yourself and other people, but responding to yourself in a loving way so that as these negative influences and these negative patterns and this negative wiring begins to activate inside of you, you're able to sit back and witness the pattern that's emerging, and it actually slows that pattern down. It actually creates signals from your higher brain that they send down to your lower brain to quiet what's called fear conditioning. It creates fear extinction. And then once it creates that fear extinction in you, once it quiets down your anxiety, what emerges is a moment of choice where you decide, what do I want to be? Do I want to be at peace or do I want to be in conflict? Do I want to be?
Okay, so I have a question. My question for you, where I hear where you're talking about, is this, it's like you are rewiring the brain, but it seems like you're covering beliefs for, like, you know, from the psychic medium standpoint, we're always changing and shifting beliefs, and we change and analyze and coach about behavioral patterns and how to change those. But it seems to me like what you're doing is you're covering the beliefs and the neural response and all of it all in one really nice package.
The neural response that this process covers happens at the level of experience. Your brain doesn't change at any other level. So brain change is called neuroplasticity. And what the simplest way to define neuroplasticity is that a change in your experience changes your brain. So, and it can go either way. So, for example, if somebody goes off to war and they are pretty calm and peaceful and even person, and because of the experiences they have in war, they're experiencing a lot of post-traumatic stress, their experience of life, basically, that they had during the war has rewired their brain. Exactly.
Okay, now we want to hold this thought because we're going to have to go to a break. But before we go to break, I want you to tell them how to find you and find out more about you, and then we'll come back and work on rewiring our brain.
They can find me at donjosephgowie.com. They can find my business at proattitude.com. They can find me at Facebook at Don Joseph Goey. Those are the three main places you can find me. And I also write a blog for Huffington Post.
Okay, Don, we'll be right back to Rewire Our Brain.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. you'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ. Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie of MajesticInsights.com. You can call me at 503-400-4603, or you can email me at MajesticInsights@gmail.com. So we're here with Don Joseph Goey, and we are talking about his book, The End of Stress, Four Ways to Rewire Your Brain. And when we went to break, we were talking about the level of experience and how that affects the plasticity of our brain. Don, tell us more about this great subject of neural triggers.
Well, the way in which we rewire our brain is through a change of experience. Our brain only listens to our experience. We can talk to it and try to talk it into behaving better, being less fearful, being less stress-provoking, until the cows come in, and won't make very much difference. We have to change our experience. The technical term for brain change is neuroplasticity, and neuroplasticity is defined by a change in your experience changes your brain. And so if something traumatic happens in your life, that traumatic experience can change your brain to make you more stressful. A spiritual practice, on the other hand, that makes you more makes your experience more loving, more peaceful, makes you feel more connected, will rewire your brain for a better experience of life, for the good life, for the life of doing well and being well, for a life of flourishing. And so the question then people want to know, the answer to the question that people want to know is, what changes my experience? And the answer is your attitude. Attitude actually is intertwined with your experience. Attitude determines your experience. So, for example, if you are in relationship with a person and you are feeling critical and judgmental and maybe even angry towards that person, and something comes along to change your attitude towards that person, some piece of information that you get that changes your attitude where you're feeling compassionate and understanding towards that person, more open to that person, less defended around them, your experience of that person obviously will change. Same with problems. If you have a big problem, like a money problem that happens, and the experience you have around that problem is pessimistic, you feel doubtful whether you can solve the problem, you start imagining and ruminating that things are going to get worse and worse, and then something comes along to change your experience where you begin to feel more optimistic. Well, your whole experience around that money problem is going to change. You're going to become more creative. You're going to become more, you're going to relate to it more as a challenge. Well, that's the way it works. That's how you change your brain. And shift in your spiritual experience from fear to peace has the greatest impact on your brain. That's a fundamental core spiritual shift. And you make that shift, you change your brain.
Sometimes when I do that, I do it backwards. Like, you know, I can just be peace and love long enough, and then something will trigger me. I get aggravated about it, and I'm like, that's it. No more of that. And then I make the change. And so even though I didn't find the peace to make it, maybe I did find the peace, but I got the umph with it at the same time, you know, to make those differences. So I think sometimes the change in attitude may not seem positive at first, even because maybe the universe is guiding up, teaming together to lead you in the direction you're supposed to go that you may not have gone if you hadn't, you know, hit a wall. So I think attitude is so important about everything, because that wall could be your greatest gift. You have to wait and see what that wall brings you before you judge it.
Well, what changes your brain to the positive is that when you encounter, you're absolutely right. When you encounter that wall, initially you may feel judgmental towards yourself. You may feel pessimistic about getting over the wall. You may be angry with yourself that you still got a wall in front of you over this particular issue. But what changes your brain is when you get over the wall. What changes your brain is when you get to the other side and you open up, and now you experience life in a completely different way. And then, when you look back on that wall, you recognize it wasn't your enemy, it was your teacher. But initially, of course, when you're coming up and banging against it, it feels like your enemy. One of the core attitudes you can have towards any challenge that you face when you're trying to move from negativity to positivity is to love yourself exactly the way you are, is to make that your fallback position. And then when you get to that place, you love yourself warts and all, you accept yourself completely warts and all, then change begins to happen. Carl Rogers said the greatest impetus for change in a person is a complete acceptance of themselves exactly as they are. And he says it goes for our relationships with each other. You know, divorce courts wouldn't be so full of people today if people had that unconditional positive regard for each other.
It's true. Acceptance, and then the choice,
yes.
And the acceptance of other people. And maybe you can't live with that other person that you wanted to live with forever, but you can accept them how they are and adjust yourself to make yourself happy. And, you know, Dawn and I can both help you with that anytime. You can tell them where to find you again, Dawn.
They can find me at donjosephgoey.com. That's where my personal blog is. You can find me on Huffington Post by just typing in my name, my last name, Goey, Goewey, or at my business website, proattitude.com.
That's wonderful. And I'm Carrie with MajesticInsights.com, and you can email me at MajesticInsights@gmail.com or friend me on Facebook, because we're always sending happy thoughts for good attitude out there in the world of friends. So, Dawn, thank you so much for explaining to us that. And now let's talk about rewiring the brain. What are these four ways? We're going to have a break coming up, but let's get started on explaining to people what that is.
Yeah, just briefly, the first step, as we were talking about a moment ago, it's awareness. You know, this step brings your stress pattern in, or your anxiety pattern, or your depression pattern into greater awareness to slow down the reactions, to get you to choice, as we've been talking about, which is what step two is about. Step two is about learning and then practicing and finally sustaining a set of choices that build that mindset that changes your experience, to change your brain's autopilot from one that habituates knee-jerk stress reactions to one that amplifies the higher order brain function that makes a human being great, that makes life great. So that in responding to stressors, you know, you lead with intellectual, emotional, and social intelligence that succeeds at life, that it succeeds at all of your endeavors. And now, when you've made those two steps, now your brain's in a position to help you tap your full potential and to expand on that potential, you know, raising your IQ, your self-esteem, your creative thinking. And this is step three, which is expanding brain power. And then the fourth step is building an individualized practice, one that's suited to you, one that's suited to your value system. I present 20 tools in my book, 16 different processes. The 20 tools, all of them have at their core the shift from fear to peace, as I've been talking about here. And so you can pick and choose which ones you like, which ones work with you best, that continue to make your brain function better and better and better, to make your life better and better and better. Those are four steps.
What do you think about, we want to get your book and we want to practice these steps, but what do you think about nutrition playing a part with the neural functions in your brain? I've got one boy, if he doesn't take his GABA, he starts reacting. Give him his GABA and he's cool as a cucumber. So it's interesting how the brain works to me.
Well, you know, one of the ways in which the brain works and the stress response system works is that when you're stressed, your nutrition goes to hell in a handbasket. People overeat. They eat comfort food, which is usually very high in fat, very high in the wrong kinds of fat. They stuff themselves with potato chips and peanuts and Cokes and things like that. Or conversely, the chronic stress reactions also releases a biochemistry that shuts down your appetite. And so people skip meals. They don't eat. And then when they do eat, they don't eat very well. Well, as you begin to make that shift out of a habitual stress reaction, a pattern of habitual stress reactions, you begin to make more intelligent choices. You know,
okay.
you see people doing that.
We should go to break, and when we get back, we will talk some more about ending stress.
Got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WPLQ. You've got a cute way of talking. You've got just snap your fingers when I'm walking.
everybody. I just love the break music. My producer, Brian, WBLQ, always does such a good job. Puts me in this great mood. And so also, I hope everybody out there is in a great mood. And thank you for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. You can catch us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, or you can catch the archives on majesticinsights.com or on transformationtalkradio.com. And you can listen to those archives whenever you like. So, we just got through talking about the four steps of the end of stress with Dawn Goey. And we, let's see, Dawn, we had awareness, learning, practice, and sustaining the new attitude. And then that opens us up to full potential of expanding brain power and self-awareness. And then the fourth, we create a custom program for us to, build and maintain.
That's it. You got it. You've got it down perfect.
So what about, can you teach us a tool?
Yeah, sure. You know, I was telling you that story about the executive in a meeting with a woman, and he began to react to her in a kind of a knee-jerk fashion, you know, and these thoughts and reactions started coming up in him. That's a judging mind. And the judging mind, as I said, it's connected to memories that are very old inside of us, and it's kind of a name that tune kind of way in which it works. When it begins to see and hear and observe parts of a situation that look like this old situation that was traumatic for us, it starts to activate the fear center, and then it gets us into trouble is what happens, like it did with that executive.
So are you saying that this is that this memory is causes a neural response?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Or fear response, a stress response.
So it's not just some behavioral thing you can fix or not. It's actually like takes over your body like fight or flight.
Yes. It is fight or flight.
Okay.
And it's a part of the fight or flight system. It comes out of, you know, where it first developed was this in animals was in terms of smell, because we didn't have emotional memories. So when we smelled a plant, we would get the scent of the plant, but it wouldn't mean anything to us. We'd eat the plant and it would poison the animal and kill them. So what evolution did was it created emotional memory so that that animal, when it smelled that plant, if it ate that plant, got sick, the next time it smelled that plant, it wouldn't eat it because the emotional memory of how sick it made it would be triggered, just like it did with your ankle. That's right. Exactly the way it works. But it's a pattern that comes up. And if it's often, for most of us, it's outside of conscious awareness, but we can bring it into conscious awareness. And that takes a certain kind of tool. And that tool is called the thought awareness tool. And it's foundational to this change that we're talking about, to changing a brain that's been wired for stress, the one that isn't wired for stress anymore, that isn't wired for anxiety anymore. And what you do with this tool is that you spend the day being consciously aware as much as you can of all the stress-provoking, anxiety-provoking, pessimistic thoughts that you think as you relate to people and events during the course of a day. And you remind yourself that oftentimes these reactions, these thoughts and, these thoughts turn into feelings. They carry a certain emotional charge. The emotional charge and the thought together combine to create a perception of threat. And we know that most of these perceptions of threat we have, they're not even there. They're a fiction that our mind is making up. It's a mistake, a misperception we're having. So you tell yourself as you begin to notice the content of your mind when it's becoming fearful, this is happening in me, not necessarily in reality. And now if you want, in terms of changing your brain, you have to change your experience. So you got to move from an experience of feeling fearful to one of feeling more peaceful about the situation. And this is what you do. You tell yourself, you ask yourself, what would my experience be if I didn't believe this thought? And that's where belief comes into play. But belief only comes into play to change your brain if it changes your experience. So you have to suspend judgment. you have to suspend belief in a certain kind of way. What does my experience become when I don't believe that fearful thought? When I don't believe that this woman sitting at the table is here to harm me? And what most people feel, you know, the biggest problem that you run into with people in corporations is the fear of failure. You know, they get a project and they get anxious about it. And they go, I'm going to fail at this product, this project. And so they go through the process. They notice that thought is coming up, the emotions it carries, the feeling of threat it has. They recognize it's happening in them. They're generating it psychologically. And then they answer the question, what does my experience become when I don't believe I'm going to fail? And most people, what they feel is relief. And if you hang out with that feeling of relief, it's a relief of not being in pain. Fear is painful. So from the relief of not being in pain, as you relax into that for about 10 seconds, it gradually, your mind gradually begins to expand, your experience expands, and now you're peaceful. And you do that repetitively over a period of 4 months, and your brain will rewire to make peace more prevalent in your life than fear.
So, Don, how many people you say, okay, everybody, let's be consciously aware, and they go to work, and now they're consciously aware they don't like this person or that person or that person. How many of them just like quit their jobs and go somewhere else?
Well, if you move your experience, if you go to work and you're having a lot of judgments about people, you're having judgments about your to-do list, you're having judgments about everything that's making you miserable, right?
Right.
And you go through a process, you use a tool like the thought awareness tool that shifts that experience through by not believing those thoughts anymore. You know, if you don't believe a thought that's fearful, it doesn't have any power. It doesn't hold the capacity to stress you. It's just a thought that comes and goes.
And right here that often I'd say most worry is just what you said. Most worry, I've just been telling people and they call in. I'm like, that's a lie. That didn't happen yet. Stop wigging out on something that didn't happen yet. Because it's like that wigging out on something that didn't happen yet attracts it. Like it creates it for you and you don't want to do that.
Well, it certainly creates it at the level of experience. I mean, if you're afraid of something, like failing, you're going to be miserable. And then what happens is you're going to dump stress hormones into your brain, and your brain isn't going to function at the level of intelligence, the level of IQ, that's going to enable you to succeed at that project. And so what happens is that if you go to work and you begin to use that process to change your attitude towards work, towards the people at work, they're going to start looking very differently to you. And you're not going to leave work. You're going to start saying, you know, I'm surprised at Joe. He's not as bad as I thought he was. I had one woman who did this process with her mother who was living with her, and they had a huge amount of conflict between the two of her. So she began to notice all of her negative thoughts and judgments about her mother. And she began to say, well, you know, these thoughts are in me. And then she shifted them. What if I don't believe this thought I'm having about my mother? And the first thing she said to me after 2 weeks was, you know, I can't believe how much my mother has changed. Well, her mother hadn't changed at all, right? Her perception, her attitude towards her mother had changed her perception of her mother. And now she was able to be in better relationship with her mother. It's the way everything works in life.
You know,
attitude has that power.
It does a lot in relationships. I'm always coaching everybody to change their way to get the other person's not going to call you till you don't want them to call you anymore. And that like shifts that knowing in a way that, you know, it's true. You have to change yourself to change the situation and you just see it differently. And you know, you and I
practice
this a lot.
The way you see it, that's exactly right. The way you see a situation is the way the situation is for you. But what we end up thinking is that it's reality. Jerry Jampolsky, who I worked with for a lot of years, he told people to think of their mind as a movie projector that's projecting a movie onto a screen. And so if your thoughts and perceptions are angry and frustrated and stressed and fearful, that's the movie it creates out there. And then what our mind does is it's looking at this movie and it's going, well, that's the world. That's reality. Well, no, it's not. When you change those thoughts, those perceptions, to the extent it changes the way you experience life, now you're looking at a different movie. And that's the reality now that you're living. That's the reality that you're enjoying instead of suffering under. But it's all a projection of your mind.
It's true. Even like when people are like, but I love him, da da da. I said, but the love comes from you. It's how you feel safe enough with that person to really be open to who you are. And you could choose to do that no matter who you were with. I mean, I know there's the chemical thing and all, but it's that attitude. When are you going to choose to be safe, to love fully, or to work fully, or to accept others? It means everything.
Yes, you're so right. You're absolutely right.
So we're going to go to a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we will talk more. Don is coming back in December, and he's going to teach us how to creatively light up our brain. So we'll be right back.
We've already said
what does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
1230 WBLQ. Hey, everybody. This is Carrie with Majestic Insights Radio. You can call me at 503-400-4603. You can email me at majesticinsights@gmail.com. And you can check out custom coaching packages and reads and stuff at majesticinsights.com. For the holiday special, we're having, if you buy a one-hour session, you get two gift certificates for half-hour sessions. So it's a really good deal. You get like a 3-for-1, and then you can either use the 2 half-hours for yourself or you can give them away for Christmas presents. And if you buy a half-hour session, you get another half-hour session gift certificate. So that's our holiday special. We'll be running through the end of the year. And our guest today, Don Goey. He's one of my favorite people, and he wrote the great book, The End of Stress, 4 Ways to Rewire Your Brain. He's Don, you just got back from Mexico teaching a trip and teaching this End of Stress to people. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was invited by Monterey Institute of Technology. It's a major university in Mexico. It's the only national university in Mexico, and so they invited me to come and give a 1-hour talk that was broadcast over closed circuit TV to a whole bunch of different universities internationally in Spain and Latin America. And then the next day, I did a workshop, an all-day workshop with 300 people around a lot of what we're talking about and stepping into what are the spiritually oriented tools that really create this shift from, you know, a life of stress, a life of anxiety, to a life of flourishing, of being well and doing well on your way to flourishing. It's possible. And it was a great workshop. I mean, the energy in the place was just wonderful. It was wonderful being with people. And we put them through a lot of different processes. And people really opened up to the change. I think most of these people are, you know, on a spiritual path. So it makes stepping into the program that much easier for them.
This is part of Don's Pro Attitude business, and they teach these classes around. Tell people how to find out more about Pro Attitude and how they could bring it into their business or community in a way that could help them be more efficient and better numbers and healthier employees. Tell them how we can do that.
Well, I don't do public workshops very often, although I'm thinking of changing that in 2016, but I do a lot of coaching. So if people are looking to do a series of coaching sessions to make this shift, they can call me at 510-964-1398. They can go to my website at proattitude.com. You know, also it occurs to me, if you're having a problem with money, if money's been a source of pain and fear for you in your life, there is a program at I just forgot the name of it.
We're just going to read your book instead. That's why.
Yeah, well, you could read my book. I did this on rewiring your brain for abundance, and it's how could I forget? Well, I'm jet lagged, is how I could forget it.
No, because you just got home from Mexico.
Yes. But there is that. It's called Daily Om. It just came back to me. It's at Daily Om, just like it's spelled, dailyandom.com. You can go there. And Daily Om is great because they keep the fees very low. You choose whether you want to pay $10, $25, or $40 for the class. And you get the full class no matter which of those dollar amounts that you choose. And it's a very good program. It really does take you through a 7-part program to overcome what in neuroscience is called scarcity. You know, we call it that in psychology and spirituality, but neuroscience has found that your brain can get wired for scarcity and you can rewire it. So bring more prosperity into your life. And then again, if you're looking for a business to bring the stress level down in your business and raise the level of higher brain function, go to proattitude.com.
Attitude.com. Just the name makes me want to get it going on. It just motivates me.
You want to give people one more tool as we leave? It's okay. A very simple one.
Sure. Okay.
You know, this tool is when you need to collapse your fearful thinking right now. So say, for example, you get an email and that email feels to you like it's attacking you. It feels to you like this person's being critical, blaming you for something, or put you down in some way. And now you're getting activated, you're getting stressed, you're feeling angry, you want to attack back. And you recognize that that's not a very good strategy. You're probably going to end up in a situation you don't want to be in, but you have this strong stress reaction. Well, the way in which you bring that down is with the clear button. And you imagine there's this button at the palm of your, at the center of your palm, hand and the palm. You press into your palm with your index finger. And you just simply do this while you're pressing that. You count, you breathe in, you count one. And on the exhale, you think red. Continuing to press the button, you breathe in, you count two. On the exhale, you think green. Third time, breathe in, count three. On the exhale, think green. And then on the last exhale, what you do is you let your mind go completely blank for about 10 seconds. And all circuits begin to quiet down. And then as you come back into dealing with the situation, you make a personal commitment, intention, to be at peace no matter what you do. No matter what you do next, that your primary goal as you approach this problem is to be at peace with yourself as you do it, and to have faith in your ability and trust the process as you move through it.
Faith and trust and peace in yourself. You don't have to necessarily have faith and trust and peace in the other person, but in yourself on this situation.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great tool. Thank you so much. Clear button. I'm going to try that with my kids when I have to pick up their socks again. It's the mom.
Exactly. Thing. Exactly. Great time to use it.
They don't hear you unless your decibels go up. So I have to just, maybe I'll try the button. Start pressing my button.
A lot of moms report that it works for them. They actually teach it to their kids too. And their kids love it.
That's what I was thinking when you were doing it. I'm like, I got to teach my kids this button thing. So we can find this in your book.
Absolutely. Yes.
Tell us about the book and what this book will do for them.
Well, the book is, interesting thing about the book is that I wrote it to be a workshop in a book. So this isn't a book that you pick up and, you know, you read over the weekend and the shift that you're hoping it will bring you to will happen. Neuroplasticity, brain change takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, depending on the amount of practice you put into it, how devoted you are to making the shift. And so this book lines it out for you. It's a week by week process. At the end of it, at the beginning of each chapter, it explains something important you need to know. It you know, increases your understanding of stress in your life and higher brain function, how you can turn it up. And then it gives you tools at the end of the chapter and exercises that you can do. And then so you go through that, it's designed to go through that 4, 6, 8 weeks, however long you want to take. And by the end of that, your brain should have gone through this neuroplastic process, making you much more able to make that shift from fear to peace. And the important part of making that shift is
we're going to run out of time, sweet thing. Can you get your book on Amazon?
Yeah.
Yes.
You get it at Amazon.
The End of Stress. Everybody go buy this book. This really is the process you need for now. And you can find Don Goey on Facebook and DonJosephGoey.com and ProAttitude.com. Thank you for coming. And everybody can find me at MajesticInsights.com. And we'll see you next Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith.
Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.